Okay, if you would just bow your heads, we're going to agree and ask God for ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to perceive what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us. Amen?
Amen.
So, I want to take you on a short journey where I believe the foundation of the deliverance that was now confirmed in my body after almost 3 years. The one area that I'm absolutely convinced about is that the righteousness that comes from believing is an absolute necessity if you're ever going to receive from God. So I want to take you to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. St. Paul is writing to the Romans, but there were Jews there as well, and they were definitely bound by tradition. And last week, the Holy Spirit whispered in my ear that the religious forces are more powerful than most people realize. So, when you and I are trying to get ourselves holy on our own, we're really not in obedience to the Lord. So the Holy Spirit is going to work on you and me to take a new level of looking at ourselves, not from your own attitude or your own righteousness on your own good behavior, etc. Because that's not where you're going to have victory. In chapter 3, verse 21 says, "Now a righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time so as to be just and to the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is the boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law." You say, well, what do we do with all these rules and regulations? They're there as a guideline to show you and me that our hearts eventually are going to desire these things if you confess your righteousness by faith. How did you get saved? You declared with your mouth, you believed with your heart that Jesus was the Messiah, the really righteous one. You activated it by your words, by your actions. Years ago, I read a book called Hung by Your Tongue. Yeah, well, I don't think you'd enjoy reading it because it identifies and you'd probably end up in a corner with me again. You know? The thing is that we're hung by our tongue because we speak without thinking. We're in our emotions. We're in our circumstances. We're all upset because things are not quite going our way. Yeah. So, I began to declare, I'm righteous by faith and not by works. I'm declaring that I'm righteous because of His righteousness is resident in me. And every time I come to the table, I take His righteousness within me. Sometimes it takes a piece of bread and a little bit of wine to change your mind. Why? Because your confidence is not in yourself. When your confidence is in all you can do to perform to make yourself holy, how much of the day is going to be spent in despair? How many have ever made a commitment when you get out of bed, oh, I'm going to be holy today? And the only thing that's holy is the Swiss cheese that you decided to have for breakfast. Okay? And then it goes what? Downhill from? All right. So if you have the righteous one within you, He paid the full price, not only for your salvation, but He made you holy in His own eyes. He made you holy. You are holy when you accept Him. So now, as you begin to declare it, well, I'm holy by faith. What do you think is going to be the first thought that's going to hit you? Anybody got a clue?
You believe, start to believe it.
Hello? You're going to find that you're in a war with your brain and with your actions. And your actions are going to be dictating what you think about yourself. So what I've learned is to set those aside and to declare, it's not my actions that make me holy. It's not my reactions that make me holy. It's my belief that Jesus, the righteous one, is resident in me. Therefore, I can claim my healing and not have to perform. Ah, easier said than done, believe me. You know why? Because this block that you've got on your shoulders, and I call it a block because it's thick, it's got attitude, it's got one of those confessions that comes out of how ugly you just acted or reacted. So what it does is it cancels your belief. It cancels it by the actions that you look at, and the dark thoughts come in and they say, well, look at you. Verse 28 probably should be having a circle around it. St. Paul says, for we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. Is God the God of Jews only? Is He not the God of the Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too. Since there is only one God who will justify and circumcise by faith. And the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. We say, well, that's a tongue twister. It probably looks that way. Yet, how many of us, when we are on a journey through a day, it doesn't matter how difficult your day can be. If you take and confess, I'm righteous by faith in spite of all that I see going on in me right now. That's what God's opinion is, and I need to agree with God's opinion of me. Amen. My opinion of me is worth what?
Zero.
Thank you. Yet, we've lived most of our lives trying to justify our actions and our reactions. How many of you ever have an argument with your dad or your mom that you were really didn't do what they just found you guilty of? Thank you. One truthful person.
One.
His hand went right up. You know why? Because we all have that defense mechanism. Well, that wasn't really me. And you find a way to wiggle.
Amen.
Thank you. You're awake. All that wiggling is your soul justifying your action. Amen. Your mind, will, and emotions. And he's going to play that little tune again and again and again to convince you that you aren't righteous. Well, look what you did. Look how you reacted. Look at your anger. Look at your this. Look at your that. You looked at a lousy movie. Look at what that example did. Look at the example you're giving to this one, to that one, to those, to them. And pretty soon you're a servant of people. While you're a servant of people, are you serving the Most High? Have people got a dime a dozen of opinions? Yeah. So whose opinion really counts? God's opinion really counts. 21. But now a righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known. Who declared it? St. Paul did. He declared that you and I are holy, we are righteous the minute we bow our knee to Jesus. And then, when you start believing, because it's going to start like a little seed in the ground, and you're going to start believing that you're righteous, then the healing will start manifesting. Because now you qualify for healing. You qualify for deliverance. Why? Because in your own attitude towards yourself, if you're not lined up with God's opinion of you, you're going to cancel out the healing, and I've done it. I remember many years ago, I went to a wonderful big celebration in the Lord. After the majority of the meeting went on, the gentleman who was anointed to pray for us had an anointing to heal people from wearing glasses. So guess who laid his glasses down? Took them off. And I laid them down, went through the rest of the service, enjoyed every minute, and I could see as 20/20 like when I was a boy. I never started wearing glasses until I was almost 30. The excuse the enemy said is because you did too much book work. Okay? That was the lie I believed, and I ended up losing my eyesight so bad that every 7 or 8 months I had to get a new pair because it was going down that fast. That night, I was in South Carolina. I'm walking back from the meeting, and I'm walking to my hotel room, and I'm praying in the spirit, and I get into my hotel room, and I'm totally free. Now, I can see everything. In the dark, it was just as easy as in the daylight. It was no problem. Everything was perfect. I walked into the bedroom, and I took my Bible out, and I started to read, and it was awesome. I went to bed, and there was one thought that hit me. My eyes had seen something I should not have looked at. How many have ever seen or looked at someone or something, and it was not of God, and you get accused within seconds?
your hand up if you know what I'm talking about. Just click. That was it. I was no longer righteous in my own eyes. I got up the next morning and I tried to read my Bible and I couldn't do it. I had to put my glasses back on. Because he had convinced me and he said, you're unholy. You are a sinner. Well, of course, everybody tells you you're a sinner saved by grace, so I qualified. I'm still saved, but I'm a sinner now, so I can't claim my healing. And guess what? I still got the glasses. Why? Huh? There's work to be done. Not in this other person or by God. The work needs to be done in whom?
You.
And who's going to do the work of making me righteous? Him. He's got to start on each of us where we are at. He's not criticizing you. He loves you where you're at. But the works of the Holy Spirit to make you believe who you are in Christ is something that's going to be progressive. You don't need to beat yourself up. That's not what God wants. He's already had his son take the beating for you. Yes?
Amen.
Did he die on that cross for you?
Yes.
Did he pay the price for you?
Yes.
Go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. We're almost done. Verse 18. Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, Adam, and the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, many will be made righteous. Will be made righteous. But you've got to believe. And it's a choice you and I make. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to declare with me. Say, the one who paid the price in full
is Jesus Christ on that cross.
He canceled all the rules and regulations to make myself holy. He brought it down to one level for me to declare that I'm righteous and agree with God's opinion that I'm holy now. I'm righteous now because of what Jesus did on that tree for me.
That includes healing for my body.
Restoration for my emotions.
Healing for my heart.
And whatever other parts of my body that may be ailing.
Give me the grace, Holy Spirit.
And counsel and comfort me.
Get through to me when I'm going in the wrong direction.
So that I will become
everything that you promised me.
A priest and a king
is my future.
For eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. So may you be blessed. Share some hugs with each other.
And I have Gail that has a little bit of a coordinate to put together from what she gave you on Sunday. So Gail, if you could, we'd appreciate you giving out.